For Reverend F.T. Whitfield at Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church in Waterloo, the church has many roles to play.
The church has ears that must hear. The church has a voice that must be heard.
Reverend Whitfield is delivering a fiery sermon to a receptive congregation of almost entirely all African Americans. He's preaching during a nearly three-hour service that includes prayers for the sick, announcements of church activities, plenty of gospel music, and one baptism. Traditionally, most African Americans have turned to religion for guidance in matters of social justice and communal action. 8 in 10 blacks say religion plays a very important role in their lives, according to a survey from the Pew Research Center. That compares with closer to half of the general American public. The church is where Karen Sanders has sought counsel from an early age.
The church is everything to me. I grew up from a toddler on, I can remember being in a church. So, and I'm 62 now, so I'm not going to turn back. But it helped me rear my children, helped me get through those trying times.
A typical black worship service is part revival meeting, part concert, and part fashion show. African-American women, especially older ones, dress to the nines when they head out for church. Many adorn their heads with elaborate, colorful hats, commonly referred to as crowns. At Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist, Ella Mae Thomas wears a silver-colored headdress that matches her entire outfit. She says it has always been important to look her best on Sundays.
As black women, we have always worn hats for church, because that was just part of our makeup, and that's about the only way I can put it, you know. We always just love wearing hats and dressing up for church.
There are a number of aspects of the black church experience that are easily recognizable. The rhythmic phrasings and high oratory coming from the pulpit, for example. African-American leaders from Martin Luther King Jr. to Barack Obama have used the style to shape their public speeches. But nothing defines black worship more than the music that accompanies it. Gospel. That's John Campbell on lead vocal of Clarence Williams and the Rising Sons, a Waterloo gospel trio that provides much of the music for Mount Carmel. Williams got name billing in the group simply because he's the oldest member. He's a Tennessee native who has been singing for a very long time.
I joined the choir at a real early age. I started singing in the choir at about six. I was 6 years of age, and it was about nine when I started leading songs for the choir.
To many, the sound of gospel music is the sound of black music. Here's how Williams defines it.
Gospel music to me is what you can feel when you're singing it. It's not just a bunch of words that's being uttered. It's anytime the Rising Sons go sing, our mission is to get a feeling from it and to give a feeling to someone, to some of our listening audience.
Gospel music was once narrowly considered religious, but it has transcended those limits to become a profound force in American pop culture. Its influence can be detected in the blues of B.B. King, the soul sound of Lou Rawls, the voice of Aretha Franklin. They all apprenticed in black church choirs. The bassist and backup vocalist for the Rising Sons, Percy Thomas, says it's impossible not to be moved by gospel music.
The power of the music is to soothe a person's soul. A lot of troubles come in the doors on Sunday mornings. And once they hear the music playing, the music, it actually has waves that goes through the congregation.
Thomas says the Rising Sons perform traditional gospel. In most songs, the lead singer sings a line and the backup singers repeat it. It's what's known as call and response singing. Black churches are renowned for their spirited and rather lengthy services. Clarence Williams says the music makes it hard for the preacher to stop.
Sometimes the songs get so elevated and the spirit gets so high that the pastor calls for another song, one song after the other.
Gospel is one genre of music that needs to be both heard and seen. To watch parishioners swaying to the sound, waving their arms over their heads, is to understand its spiritual power. One member of the Mount Carmel congregation, Don Burton, says the music is infectious.
Gets you going every time, you know, and you feel it in your bones.
Some black religious scholars are starting to question the significance of church in the lives of today's African Americans. An essay written for the Huffington Post by a religion professor at Princeton had the eye-catching title, "The Black Church is Dead." He contends the church is no longer central to black life. You won't hear that at Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist. For blacks at this Waterloo church, it remains a refuge from outside troubles and a place to celebrate in song. In Waterloo, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.